right now it's time to acapella the news.
Yeah.
It's time for Rant 2. Acapella the news.
Well, we've been on a Jersey kick this week. We did Springsteen. We did Bon Jovi yesterday. So that was fun. I don't know what that was, but I liked it.
That was my phone.
Oh, it's okay. I liked it. I kind of thought it was a new thing with Acapella the News, the intro.
No, sorry about that. Because, again, I'm working from home this week. And the Rodecaster, for some reason, has my phone attached to it.
Ah.
And I was getting a spam call in the middle of the show and it was coming through the Bluetooth pot. I'm like, oh, I should probably turn that off.
Nice. Anyway. No worries. So today, Julio's idea again. Thank you, Julio. My favorite singer of all time and probably top three favorite of his songs, Sinatra. We're doing Sinatra, obvious. And Tom Brady, man, he starts his quest for a 12th Super Bowl title. Is it 12? No, it's actually 7.
It's quarter number 3. There's Gronk on the field, but no AB. So line him up, Tom. Foles isn't on the sideline, so you can keep calm. I hope we play well, if not Giselle, soon might explode. Make it 1 for my Brady, and 1 more for the road.
Did I get all the references in there?
That was good.
Thanks.
That was really good.
You have a lot of Jersey in you, Rand.
Yeah. I think I'm like a quarter Jersey.
Is Garner the Jersey of North Carolina?
Yes. Yes.
What does that mean?
We're unpretentious.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unpretentious. I would not associate unpretentious with Jersey. What part of Jersey are you talking about?
The shore.
Well, when you're comparing it to New York City.
Because you got to remember... What is New Jersey exactly? Is it just a subset of Philly or is it a subset of New York? There are multiple jerseys here.
Sure. Sure.
You're not Philly Jersey. That's all I'm saying.
No. No, I'm not.
No. But I know plenty of people who are Philly Jersey.
Yes, but what I'm getting at, Jersey is a state of mind, right? It's also you don't care about the pretense. You know, you're not caring about fronts.
I thought New York was a state of mind.
Yeah.
That's a famous song, yes.
Oh. I'm in a Jersey state of mind.
You are.
All right.
Let's he was singing about Hackensack too, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's fair.
He was. All right, let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the door.
All right, boys, first up from Williams on Twitter. Hey, Joe, why doesn't Rod Brendamore take a page out of the Matt Rule coaching playbook and say, I need to look at the tape after a bad loss?
Yeah, that's not what Brendamore did last night when the Carolina Hurricanes did not play well against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Now, there's all sorts of reasons why the Canes might not have had it last night. You know, the weird stops and starts that they've had this season are messed up. Freddie Anderson was not great, and that puts Jack LaFontaine in a weird position where he goes out there and, you know, everybody's making a big... And it was weird. I was watching the Hulu broadcast last night for ESPN Plus, Julio. I don't know if you caught this, but Kevin Weeks was the analyst for the game.
Yeah.
Kevin Weeks wore number 80 when he was with the Carolina Hurricanes. Jack LaFontaine is wearing number 80. So LaFontaine goes out there in the 80 and Kevin Weeks is having this moment. And then like 20 seconds later, he gives up a goal. It was just a bad night for the Canes last night. And here's Brendamore after the loss.
There's no excuse. I mean, yeah, we weren't sharp or we weren't going to be, you know, lights out, but that was not good. You know, not a good effort by pretty much everybody. So haven't had those really ever. That was a real poor effort. Give the other team credit. They stuck to their game plan and they were going to, you know, do it a certain way, the right way. And we wanted to look for something else. And You know, like I said, I told you this before, I felt like we were going to be scrambly and rusty, just kind of, and I expected that, but not, you know, it doesn't affect how hard you got to work and how, you know, that's where we just didn't come ready in that department. So, you know, that's what you get.
So that was Rod Brind'Amour after the game.
What is this accountability nonsense?
Last night. Yeah. What's going on here? I don't understand
that.
What?
See, what happened was the previous goalie, he was really popular with the fans. And since we let him go to Detroit, you know, I'm just not sure we really got him. But, you know, when everyone plays in front of our new goalie, I mean, I know it's only 20% of the time, but when we do, he's really outstanding. So we think next year he's going to be really good. But, you know, we're going to draft a Mahomes type, too. That's why we got Jack.
Well, you got to remember, Jillian, you got to remember, there's not a lot of franchise goalies out there. I mean, I think the success rate on an NHL franchise goalie
is what, 50%?
Not even, man. Yeah. Not even, you know. I mean, a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say the goalies are like voodoo, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe I got to go get the head of a live chicken or something like that. Maybe we can figure this out. That's what Rod Brind'Amour should have done. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the decision to put LaFontaine out there was a collective decision.
Right, that wasn't
his. It was a collective decision. I mean, decision.
You know,
Tom Dundon and Don Waddell. You know, we were all on the same page.
You know what last night was about, though, right? Like, we've talked, we kind of kidded before about how ESPN. There's a somewhat complicated past there between the people who work at ESPN and the Hartford Whalers and losing the Hartford Whalers all those years ago.
Yeah.
To North Carolina, and how back when they originally had covered hockey, they didn't really talk about the Canes. And now that the Canes are good, it's like, well, they only have what, two games on ESPN Plus?
Yeah,
national games. This is one of them.
Games,
and of course, the Canes. Postponed. And of course, the Canes take a dump in their pants in the game that's on. I mean, I'll say it's fine. They do share a building with NC State, right? So,
who sounded the siren last night? You know who's sounded the siren last
night,
right?
Yes, Torrey Holt. Okay. Big game, Torrey Holt. But also, I think NC State's team was there.
Yeah, the entire team was there. Dave Dorn was
maybe not
out.
The entire team, but a bunch of guys were there.
Well, a bunch of guys were there. You know, Dave Dorn's rocking a beard, off-season beard, you know, living
his
best life.
The curse is broken.
This is why people don't like us, Joe.
I know, but it's radio. Sometimes, as I've been taught, you have to lean in to the radio portion of it.
I'm just saying, this is why people don't like us. All right, next up.
Next up from Marbury on Twitter. Hey, Joe, are these snow clouds outside?
I think I deleted. Wait, can you delete the weather app from your phone? Because I think I did somehow.
Yes, you can.
All right. See, I thought that was one of those things that they wouldn't let you delete.
They didn't before. But since with various OS upgrades for the iPhone, they have allowed you, like the stock app.
Right.
Like, I've never used the stock app.
What?
Ever.
No, you use Robinhood, so you don't need the stock
app. I don't even... Well, not to get too into it, but I keep all of my money in a mattress.
Perfect.
So, I don't believe in the markets.
You keep all of your money in the orange bowl urinal drain that your dad got for you.
Yes, that my dad got me.
No one's fishing anything out of there.
No. Folks. You see, you... Low res thinking. You believe in the stock market. I've invested in Beanie Babies, and Garbage Pail Kids. So that's where I'm going to make my money back.
Minus Pokemon cards.
Good for you.
I'm ready.
Good for you. Yeah, man.
You didn't buy all those fake ones that Bieber got conned into, did you?
Oh,
or no, Jake Paul.
Yeah, I read about that. Was it $3.5 million worth of Pokemon cards that turned out to be like
fake
G.I. Joes,
fakes
or something?
Wow, yeah.
All fake or whatever it is.
Missed that.
Now, all right, I don't know if these are snow clouds or not, or we're going to expect snow or whatever it is. Kelly is convinced that you can smell snow. Is that a thing?
I say yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're fishing, you can smell fish.
Can you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe you can smell rain.
There you go.
So I guess there is something there's a snow smell that exists. Maybe my nose is not attuned to it, but I know it's going to rain based on my joints aching too because I'm old now. All right, next up.
That's also how you know you're still feeling okay, Ovius, if you can smell the snow. That's a good thing.
That's a good point.
Last up from Paco Hurricanes. Hey, Joe, Doesn't the saying "you've got a face for radio" isn't that how the saying goes? Why are you guys on camera?
Because it's 2022, and if you're not multi-platform, you're gonna get left in the dust. That's why.
You might as well be a live podcast or something.
Or something, right? Yeah. So we have launched. It's been a couple weeks now, or all week, I guess. But we launched this new channel called WRAL Sports Plus, and you can watch that on channel 34. It is coming to Spectrum channels in February. But right now, if you wanted to watch us over the air on broadcast television, you can. Just tune into channel 34. And, you know, with the new studio setup and everything else, we're also streaming on the OTT app, on the WRAL app, WRAL Sports Fan app, and everything else. But yeah, man, if you're not multi-platform these days, I mean, I'm left with no choice but to go to one of these TikTok creator houses, and that would end badly for me. I am not young or handsome, so that's going to be a problem for me.
But you are extremely
online. You've read about those creator houses, haven't you?
No, that feels very specific niche.
So as TikTok has become more and more monetized for the quote unquote creator class,
for the youths,
basically. The Utes, these youthful influencers, all get together, and they'll go to. Well, it's like, who's the? Is it Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's like a YouTube dude?
Greenville.
Like,
yeah.
Is it Mr. Beast that built a house made completely out of ice recently?
Like,
didn't our guy help him build it?
It's possible.
So anyway, like right down to an ice toilet. So like he did this thing. Really, you know what it is. These are just variations on Bam Margera. Remember that dude from Jackass?
Yes.
Remember he had like his own like show after Jackass went off the air where he lived in a castle. He literally lived in a castle somewhere in Pennsylvania. Castle Bam or whatever it is. They're just variations on that. And I know I'm going to sound like an old man, but I did do this with my kids one day. Like all these videos that you guys watch and share are all memeable or whatever. You know Johnny Knoxville did all this stuff 22 years ago, right? And I introduced them to Jackass, and they were dying laughing. Jackass never gets old, because never underestimate the humor of dudes doing dumb things.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah. It's not me. It's the children who are out of touch.